Well, as we approach lunch on Friday, the Aussie market is well and truly in negative territory. We've got the ASX 200 falling by about 0.5% after solid performances on Wednesday and also Thursday. And if nothing really dramatically changes in the coming hours, the market will probably have shed in the order of 0.7 or 0.8% over the past 5 days. Keeps the same trend in track that's been the case really since March, where the market improves 1 week and falls back the next. And we've basically been just treading water in the last couple of months in the absence of a major catalyst to either push the market higher or lower at these levels. And probably likely to continue to see some choppy trade in the next week or two as we head into the profit reporting season in August. But today, it's a case where the banks, which did very well on Wednesday and Thursday, under quite a bit of pressure, down by as much as 1%. The reason why the major banks on average improved about 5.5% in the prior two sessions has a lot to do with the banking regulator APRA, that midweek basically said that the banks need to put more money to one side in the coming years, but those capital requirements weren't quite as severe as many had feared. Mining and energy companies also under quite a bit of pressure. They've haven't done very well in recent days, partly off the back of quarterly updates from the likes of BHP Rio and South32 that really were quite uninspiring. Primary Health, another loser today, down 1.5%. It said that profits for the 12 months to June are likely to be at the lower end of its guidance, but also lower than last year. And it's blamed that mainly on the 90 medical centres that it operates. In the winners column, we've got the defensive gold miners. Newcrest, Northern Star and Regis in particular are doing well. Myer having a much better day, up 1%, but it really needs it because the department store owner fell by 10% yesterday on a profit downgrade and it hit a record low. ALS and also Mantra Group. This is ALS is a company that does testing work for mining companies. Mantra owns more than 100 hotels. Both are up on broker upgrades. And today, all eyes on Reserve Bank officials. Two of them will be delivering talks in the coming hours. Very important, considering that we're continuing to see strong jobs growth and the Aussie dollar's at around a two-year high. So comments about where rates might be heading will be looked at closely. On that note, the Aussie's at 79.2.